Stuff. Anybody hear me?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Who do we got out there? This is Kurt Mortensen. Today's date is, I don't even know, or September sometime, right? September 23rd. And just some phone etiquette here before we get started. If you're on a voice over IP or cell phone, you'll want to hit star 6 so I don't mute you out because there's some feedback coming from somebody. I can mute everyone out. I just don't want to do that. I want to keep it as interactive as possible. So if you're on a cell phone, star 6 or voice over IP, star 6, that'll mute you out. And later on, you can come back live by hitting star 6 when you have a question. Just sometimes those give this type of technology grief, and hopefully that noise will go away. So with that, how's everyone doing tonight? We all happy and well? Anybody that hasn't started sixth? A few people out there. Well, let me know if the background noise gets a little bad. I don't want to mute everyone out, but we can if we need to. Tonight we're going to spend the next hour together talking about some things that will really, really help your business. Of course, it's being recorded. This is the type of call that you'll probably want to be reviewed time and time again because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to give you fluff. I'm going to give you some straight content. And again, I don't know where the background noise is coming from, but we'll see how that goes. I want to keep the line as clear as possible. Well, it's good to be with you. And I just finished up a six-hour presentation on teaching people how to give persuasive presentations. And that's always fun because a lot of people can give great presentations over the phone or even face-to-face. But when you add the persuasive nature, it changes things quite a bit. Because if you give a great presentation and nobody does anything, then you've just kind of wasted everybody's time. So let's talk about objections, why you get objections, where they come from. And this will really help you out in your business. This is one way to really double and triple what you're doing without adding any more time to really understand human nature, to really understand the psychology of objections. That is what we're looking for. So let's talk about this and talk about human nature and why we do what we do. Now, the first thing that our studies show, and again, my job at the Persuasion Institute is to interview people after they've lied to you. It would be such a beautiful thing for you and your business if people would come up to you and say, you know what, you want to know why I'm not calling you back? You want to know why I lied to you? You want to know why it's saying it's too expensive? You want to know, really know why I'm not doing it? That would be worth millions of dollars to you, but that is not human nature. So my job is to interview them to find out why they aren't calling you back, why they're lying to you, and yes, are they lying to you? And the answer is absolutely. When you look at objections like, it's too expensive, I don't have the time, I can't, or send me more information, those standard ones you've probably heard time and time again, hope you're sitting down here, but 66% of the time, two-thirds of the time, that is an outright lie. They are lying to you, but they have learned through experience that A, they don't want to hurt your feelings, and B, they know it's going to get rid of you most of the time. So the reality is with most objections, even if you know a great rebuttal to it's too expensive or I don't have the time, if most of the time it's a lie, you're solving the wrong objection, it doesn't do anybody any good. So most of the time when you have a great rebuttal or great comeback, it doesn't really matter. You have to decide, okay, what type of an objection is this? Where is it coming from? Is it a true objection? So, and that comes back to the point, too. If you keep getting it that it's too expensive, the reality is they're either lying to you or you've blown your presentation. We talked about this on last Wednesday's training, that when you get to the investment, A, number one, it shouldn't surprise them, and number two, they should say, that's it, that's an incredible deal. And with prepaid legal, it's such an incredible deal, money should never be an issue. Unless, again, they are lying to you or you've blown your presentation. So this is very important. And we're going to talk about how do you know if they're lying to you. Because a lot of the times when they say it's too expensive, the reality is it's what they call a I can't see myself doing it objection. Okay? That's what they can't see themselves doing it. They might say it's too expensive, but they can't see themselves talking to their family and friends. They might say, I can't afford it, or I don't have the time, but they can't see themselves coming to a meeting every twice a week or once a week. And so they have these knee-jerk reactions. So what you need to understand is, okay, does it make sense? That's the first thing. When someone has an objection, you have to ask yourself, first of all, it doesn't make sense. Now, for example, if you say, here's a great home-based business because of this, this, and this, and you say, you know, you can make an extra $10,000 a month, and they say something like, well, you have to talk to your family and friends, or, yeah, but you have to go to a meeting every week. That doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're making an extra $10,000 a month, it's okay to talk to your family and friends. They just can't see themselves doing it. When we teach people real estate, too, when people say, you know, I just made $110,000 flipping this home, and now there's renters in it, and they say, and you try to get them involved in real estate, and they say something like, yeah, but you have to deal with renters. Now, if you're making a couple $100,000 a year off renters and real estate, it's really not that big of a deal. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Or somebody in the stock market who makes an extra $5,000-$10,000 a week, and people say, yeah, but you have to be in front of your computer. Or, but it's risky. See, those things don't make a lot of sense. You just don't understand what you're talking about. So that is one way to really gauge, okay, is this a true objection or is this a knee-jerk objection? You have to decide, because you, most of the time, again, you're solving the wrong objection. They can't see themselves doing it. So this is how you could tell. A couple things you want to write down. I hope you're taking notes here. Again, voice over IP cell phones give us grief on the call. You'll want to hit *6. We're getting a slight echo there. And if it gets too bad, let me know. I can mute everyone out. Just don't want to do that. So this is how you tell. Is it relevant? We just talked about that. Is it relevant to what you're talking about? If they throw something out there that doesn't make any sense, you know it's a knee-jerk objection, you know what they're saying is a lie. They're just trying to get rid of you. Another thing we notice, too, that the moment they say it's too expensive and they lose eye contact with you, so they look away just for a second, that is a red flag that they're lying to you. When we teach detecting deception, that is a big thing. The eyes are the window of the soul. The eyes will tell you a lot of different things, the way the eyes move, the direction they go. But for now, just remember, if you lose eye contact at that moment, it's probably a lie. The third one is they're not interested in a solution. What does that mean? Well, if they say, I don't have time, and you say, well, as we talked about, it's only going to take, you know, 5-10 minutes a day or whatever it is, and that doesn't make any sense to them or that doesn't sink in, then again, they're lying to you. That is not the true objection. Maybe it's something you already explained. Well, it's a pyramid scheme. If you've already explained it and they're throwing it out, they're not listening, there's something else on their mind, they're lying to you. And another thing, too, is that maybe it's surprising you. You're surprised by that it's even coming out. Where did this come from? It's usually a lie. So I'm just pointing out here that most of the objections you're getting are a lie. They're just trying to get rid of you. So you need to be very good at working with them, finding out. You always want to ask a question before you solve any objection. Okay? Are you with me on this one? So if they say something like, well, I need to talk to my spouse. Okay? Now, that could be a legitimate objection, or it could be a lie. So how do we know? Well, we talked about a list of things to look for, and then we're going to ask another question. So they say, well, I need to talk to my spouse, and okay, you answer it with a question. You say, great, I can understand that. At times I need to talk to my spouse. And then you say, what exactly are you going to talk to your spouse about? And here's the moment of truth. If they say, if you see that blank look in their eye and they say, well, everything, then you know they're lying to you. If they say, well, you know, the investment or the building in this type of company or seeing how interested, if they have a specific thing, then you know it's a true objection. say. I hope that makes sense to everyone, and you're taking good notes here. So the number one lesson objections are probably lying to you. So first of all, we need to figure out, is this the truth, and if it's a lie. Now, if it's a lie, you have to start asking some questions to really dig deep to find out what the true objection is. Maybe they've tried a network marketing company before, and it didn't work, and their family and friends made fun of them. Maybe they don't feel like they have the skills to make it possible. Maybe they did some research and got the wrong information. And the way you find out is by asking questions. You keep asking questions till you can find out exactly what they're thinking and feeling. Because remember, top persuaders ask 3 times more questions than average persuaders. When you ask the right questions, they'll tell you everything you need to know to persuade them. So that's lesson number one tonight is, okay, 66% of the time they're lying to you. It doesn't do you any good if they say it's too expensive and you say, oh, compared to what? What are you comparing to? It's really not that expensive. It really isn't. That doesn't help because in their mind, maybe they think it's a pyramid scheme or they don't want to talk to their family and friends or they don't think they can be successful or whatever they tried before hasn't worked out or they didn't get their upline support. There could be a variety of reasons that you can find out through questions. So that's lesson number one tonight. First of all, find out if it's a true objection. Second thing we need to teach you and talked about is a big shift in persuasion. And it's a term I've mentioned to some of you, and it's a term called inoculation. Your goal as a great persuader, as you're sharing this opportunity with other people, is to solve objections before they happen. Let me repeat that. Your goal is to solve objections before they happen. When I show people, for example, I think I did this to somebody when I showed, I talked about our persuasion software. We've developed persuasion software that persuades for you, covers all the objections, what to say, what to do. And I showed a floppy disk. And the moment I showed the floppy disk, I started talking about the benefits and what it could do and how you don't, if they get angry at you, you can click on a button, it'll tell you what to say and do. If you're not connecting with them, you can tell a button. But it didn't matter what I said because they were stuck. They hit a brick wall when I showed them a floppy because their computer probably doesn't have a floppy. And a lot of people haven't even seen a floppy. So your goal is to pre-solve objections. Now, you're not going to do this every time, but if you can do it most of the time, it goes a long way. Now, the term inoculation comes from the medical field. What it means is you're injecting a weak dose of the virus into a patient, and that inoculates them against the actually getting the disease. Okay? Let me give you a couple examples. We all know that if you have children, sometime in their life when they're growing up, they're going to be approached by a drug dealer. Okay? Yeah. They'll be approached by a drug dealer. Is there a comment?
Would you mind putting mute in the background for me?
Is it getting,
for everybody?
Is it getting bad? All right. You bet. Hold on. All right. You're muted. Don't like to do it, so there's background noise. And we'll just try this for a while, then we'll open up for questions. And we'll talk about inoculation. So again, your goal is to pre-solve the objections. You want to do that. So give the example, your children will be approached by a drug dealer. There's just no way around it. So what you're going to do is you're going to inoculate them against that impending attack. Because if you let a drug dealer approach them and they don't have the ammunition to fight them off, they might fall into the trap of taking drugs. But if you tell your children, say, look, this is what's going to happen. A drug dealer is going to approach you. They're going to give you a free sample. They're going to call you chicken. They're going to do this and this. They're going to make you feel stupid. This is exactly what they're going to say. When it happens to them, they have the ammunition to fight them off. They're ready for that attack. Or you see attorneys do this in the courtroom. The attorney will say something like, you know what, they're going to call my client mean, ugly, and a bad member of society, and that's probably true, but that's not why he's on trial today. So if the other side ever tries to mention anything like that, the sting is gone. It's not there. It doesn't have the effect. You want to pre-solve objections. If you keep getting the same objections over and over again, you want to learn how to solve them in your presentation. Solve them, solve them, solve them. Let's use a non-network marketing example. If you were persuading someone to buy a large photocopier, for example, and you knew that there was somebody coming in after you that had a different offer, okay? And your product was the most expensive. And you knew the person coming in would tell them that you are the most expensive. So you inoculate them. You say, look, this photocopier is the top of the line, okay? It is the most expensive. But let me tell you why. It is the highest quality. It lasts 5 years longer than XYZ Corporation. Your cost per copy will save you an extra $2,000 a year. You're going to save $3,000 a year in toner. You're going to save $5,000 a year in maintenance. And this is why Soberlon, even though it's top of the line and the most expensive, you're actually going to save $10,000 a year. So when that next persuader comes up and says, oh, yeah, they're the most expensive, why do you want to buy the most expensive? Mentally, they have the ammunition to ward off that attack. And we see a lot of this in network marketing where people are interested in a couple different companies and all of a sudden they join another one. You have such an incredible opportunity. Sometimes you need to inoculate them not to go with another opportunity. You want to anticipate it. Now, don't overwhelm them, okay, with too much information. But if you know somebody's going to call it a pyramid scheme, you need to give them ammunition. And this is very important, especially with new recruits, okay? If someone's just joined your downline in prepaid legal, they are told to, you know, talk to their family and friends many times. And a lot of times what happens is they talk to Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred's a successful business person. He has a lot of money. And Uncle Fred says, are you crazy? That's a pyramid scheme. You were raised better than that. How much money did you lose? Now, we know that's not true. But if this person has not been inoculated with what to say and that type of person, that might be enough for them never to talk to anybody again. They don't know what to say. They have not been inoculated against that attack. And so you let them know, hey, some people are going to call it a pyramid scheme, and this is the answer to it. This is what we say. They just don't understand the business. Or one thing we've done with network marketing training we've done is a lot of times we'll get new recruits, we'll train them, we'll spend a full day training them, okay, ins and outs of the business. And what we'll do is give them 100 leads, and we'll say, look, these are just for practice. None of them are going to be interested in the company. We just want you to practice on them. So we inoculate them in a different way to say, look, they're not going to happen. And ultimately, one or two are interested. Because that's better than saying, oh, everyone's going to be interested, because that's not true, and that kind of deflates the tires. You have to manage their expectations, and a lot of times that can be done with an inoculation. So first lesson tonight, they're probably lying to you, and you need to find out if it's the truth. Second lesson, try to solve the objections before they happen. Because you know during a presentation, if they have an objection and you keep going, or the DVD keeps playing, their brain is stuck on that objection. Now, number three, I'm not here to sugarcoat it. This is hard for many people to grasp. Not necessarily grasp, but this is, I'm saying this out of love. I'll just put it to you that way. Now, what we notice as I do research in network marketing and persuaders is I'll take two persuaders of the same persuasion IQ. Okay, they have the same persuasion knowledge. They're in the same company. They have the same type of information, same scripts. And I started to notice that these people, even though all these things were very similar, calling the same type of a lead, they were getting different objections. Did a little more research, talked to a few more people, interviewed a few more people, and this is the earth-breaking news. Hope you're sitting down. Here it is. The objection you get the most is the objection you still have. Let me repeat that. The objection you get the most is the objection you still have, meaning that if you keep getting it's too expensive, it probably means deep down in your heart of hearts you don't believe it's worth it. It could be the objection that scares you the most is the one that you keep getting. You're kind of manifesting this. So you take a look at the objections you keep getting. You do some soul searching tonight. And if you see a pattern of the same objections coming over and over again, that could be a big indicator that deep down you don't believe it's worth it, or deep down you don't think that they have the time, or deep down you don't believe in this business model, or deep down you really haven't come out of the network marketing closet. You know, you're kind of in the closet thinking, hey, psst, hey, how's this business? Instead of really believing and being passionate about your business and getting on your rooftops and shouting to everyone you know that, hey, this is the greatest things ever, and if you don't join this, you're blowing it. A, just to use the business, and B, to even build the business. So think about that. The objection you get the most tends to be the objection you still have. Now, on the surface, you might not think it's an issue, but as you start digging deeper and look at your belief system, this could be a big issue for you. Okay? Big business for you. Now let's assume that you've inoculated them and you've found out that it wasn't a lie. Let's talk about, okay, how do you solve a true objection? Okay? Because when you're talking to people, they're judging you. They're judging you, the company, the price, the product, the guarantee. They're looking at their intuition or their instinct. They're judging you. Even though we're not supposed to judge, it's a big judging process. You have to understand in this business that people will buy for their reasons. They don't care of the 117 reasons you vomited on them why they should do it. They will buy for their reasons. You find out why they want to do it. In fact, let me give you a great question that just by implementing this will really help you in your business. When you talk to someone and there's some level of interest and you find out that they want to work at home, that they want extra income, you just say simply, what does the perfect home-based business look like to you? Hope you got that. What does the perfect home-based business look like to you? And they say a few things and then ask another question. Why do you feel that's important to you? What is the big reason you want to spend more time with your children? What does financial independence mean to you? If you could define it, what would that be? What would the perfect day look like to you? Remember, you're consultants. You're asking questions. You're doctors. You want your doctor, when you're sick, do you want the doctor to ask lots of questions so they can make the diagnosis? That is what you're doing. What does the perfect home-based business look like to you? Okay? Very simple. And listen and ask questions. Well, what's important to you about that? Well, why do you feel that's important? If you could, if there was a perfect solution, what would it look like to you? If a genie appeared and made it all look perfect, how would that look to you? There's a variety of questions you can ask, but remember, you're asking three times more questions than the average person. So, when you get to the objection, okay, we have to ask ourselves to give you a formula. I'm all about the system and the formula. What do you need to do? First of all, let's talk about the psychology of objections. Okay? Now, are objections good or bad? And the answer is it depends. Now, first of all, you want to solve it before it happens. That's important. And understand that objections indicate interest. They're hidden requests for information. And the way you respond to those is very important. You need to say, thank you for asking that. I appreciate your question. Because a lot of people get tense and uneasy during this process. And this is a big complaint against network marketers, especially because you're talking to them, you're sharing the information, and you're having your people skills and things are working out. But the moment they ask an objection or the moment you ask for their money, a big complaint is that your demeanor changes. You become a different person. You get nervous and tense inside. You're not sure how to answer it. You gotta think about what to do, or you're nervous about asking the money. Remember, you are persuading all the way through your presentation. Okay? All the way through your presentation. So let's give you the formula. I'm all about the system and the formula here. So let me give it to you. Now, the first thing you want to understand is you know that it's not a lie. You know it's a true objection. Let me give you the six things you need to be thinking about. The first thing is, can you solve this objection? So if you're asking them to join Prepaid Legal, and they just have lost their home, they're going bankrupt, or something has happened in their family, there's really nothing you can solve there. Okay, if there's some tragedy or something happens there, or they've just lost everything, they probably don't have the ability to do it, and there's nothing you can do, and you can move on. There's nothing. So the first question is, can you solve this objection? The second thing is, you need to let them finish their objection. Let me explain. You've probably heard the same objection over and over again, and you're excited because you have a great, clever answer. But you have to back up and realize that this is the first time they've ever voiced this objection, and you need to let them finish, because you've cut them off, you'll come across as cocky or arrogant or condescending. Let them finish. And then number three is you restate it. So what you're saying is that a couple hours a week or 2 hours a week doesn't fit in your schedule right now. And they'll probably say, well, no, what I meant was, because, again, this could be a knee-jerk reaction. This could be something that they felt but they couldn't quite put into words. So restate it. So what you're saying is, or help me understand what you're saying, worked perfectly. It shows you that you're sincere. You come across as more credible. You come across more as a consultant. Restate the objection. And number four, I mentioned briefly, was you always compliment them. Thank you for asking. I appreciate your question. And you're checking your ego in at the door. I'm sorry, I should have explained that better. Thank you for asking. And you want the door open for them to ask more questions. Because if you come across as condescending or cocky at this moment, they won't ask anymore. They'll be done. And they'll ask for more information. They're going to call you later, and it's never going to happen. So compliment them. Thank you. Appreciate it. Keep the door open that they can always ask questions at any time. Okay? Very important. And here, whether you mean to or not, number five is don't be condescending. Don't be condescending. You probably don't mean to, but that's the way you're coming across. Well, duh, everybody knows it's not a pyramid scheme, because anybody knows that anything. I mean, you wouldn't say it quite that way, but sometimes you come across as condescending. You just want to say, keep getting, it's a great question, let me answer that. Even though you don't mean it many times, the prospects that you're talking to say you came across as condescending. Again, even if you didn't mean it. And number six is give them room to save face. Don't back them into a corner. Don't call them a liar. It's obvious. And even worse, don't argue with them. They might say, well, nobody needs this business, and you can have an argument and win. But as Ben Franklin says, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So if you've won the argument, that's great, but you lost your whole ability to persuade this person. Don't back them into a corner. Don't get them angry. Give them room to save face. You wouldn't say something like, no, you're wrong. You've got the wrong information. No, somebody lied to you. No, you just don't understand. Or don't you get it? Are all things that are very condescending and back people in the corner. Give them room to save face. It'd be something as simple as, I had that same information at one time too, but a little research showed me this, this, and this. You didn't call them dumb. You didn't back in the corner. You said, look, I used to think that way too, but then I learned this, this, and this, and this is what I found out. So just to repeat those, number one, can you solve it? Number two, let them finish. Number three, always restate. Number four, always compliment. Number five, don't be condescending. And number six, give them room to save face. Simple, simple, simple. Again, not a clever closing technique. We're talking about human nature and understanding what we do. And if they say, I'm not interested, you don't get angry at them. You can even use a little humor. Are you not interested now or forever? And you say, may I ask why? Or what exactly aren't you interested in? So you want to ask questions here and be sincere. Do not be condescending. I know when they say negative things about prepaid legal, you can take it personally. I know it's not fair. I know it's not true. But again, these could be knee-jerk reactions. Okay? And that comes to price resistance. Most of the time, price is not a factor. Only 6% of the things we buy are bought on price. So you need to increase buying desire, because buying desire reduces price sensitivity. So when you hear things like it's too expensive, you might want to back up a little bit and say, well, you mentioned you want a home-based business. What kind of price were you expecting to pay? What were you looking to invest in your own business? And listen, they say, well, not that much. it's probably a knee-jerk reaction. They say, well, you know, I was expecting this much and this much. That gives you more information to solve the objection. Or you could say, if I could show you a way to afford this business, would you be interested? Or, well, putting price aside, if there was no investment here today, would this be something you'd want to do? And if they say no, it's probably a knee-jerk reaction. Or if they say yes, you know that's the main objection you need to solve. Okay? This is your job. You're a consultant. You're asking questions. You're listening to them. You are about sealing the deal and talking to people. So this, a few more things, and I'll open it for questions. Hopefully the line is a little clearer. And of course, we are recording this, and we will post this, because I know, again, I'm not here to don't have a lot of time together with you, but I want to give you some great information that will help you out. One of the big things that will really help you out, I know all of you did get a persuasion assessment with your package. This is probably the most important thing that we can do with you. And we do this because this will really help you out. A one-on-one where we can role play with you, throw a few objections at you, and really find out what you're doing well, what your strengths are, and what your weaknesses are. This is gold to you because your prospects aren't going to tell you this. No one's going to tell you this. And that's probably the most important thing you can do is call up and register for an assessment. Now, it's not something you do at the last minute. Sometimes there's room. A lot of times they're booked up way in advance. But if you want to register and get your assessment, let me give you the phone number and extension and get that out of the way. So the number is 801-434-4022. Again, 801-434-4022. And the extension is 3042. So 801-434-4022, and the extension is 3042. And in talking today, this is the biggest thing we can help you out, is walk you through it, throw some things at you. We know this business. And just mention that your name, they can look you up, they'll know that you're in prepaid legal. They know this business. They know the objections. They are in this business. So it's something we can help you out with. Now, is it uncomfortable? Sure. But you know what? It's better to blow it with us than to lose somebody that could be a great member of your team. And they'll be as nice as possible. They'll tell you what you did well and some of the weaknesses that you have. And this is a sign of a great successful person. After you've talked to somebody, you always ask yourself, well, what did I do well? Okay, pretty simple. And what could I do better? And I do that all the time. I'm always working on things. I'm a better persuasion coach than I am a persuader, because that's what I do. And I'm always learning and growing as I talk to people and I take notes and people give me feedback. So that's something that's very powerful. You can listen to all the CDs and DVDs you want, listen to teleconference, but until you practice it, it's important to learn, but you can't really learn to play basketball until you're out on the court, and that's what this assessment does. It gets you on the court. They'll be asking you some questions. They'll walk you through it. So when you're ready, give them a call. I would do it sooner rather than later because, again, rather blow it with us than blow it out there when somebody could be a great member of your team. Okay. Now, to review a few things is solve objections before they happen. 66% of the time they're lying to you. The objection you get the most is the objection you still have. And then I want to spend a few more minutes with a few things, and then I'll open it up for questions, and I'll take some questions. Now, one thing I mentioned earlier is the complaint about your demeanor change. Now, you share with them a DVD, you do a few things, but ultimately at one time you're going to have to ask them for the money. This is what we call the call to action. You have to ask for the money at some time. Now, you can share, and that's important, but ultimately at some time you're going to have to persuade them to get the money. They're sitting on the fence, they're not sure what to do, and this is what we call the call to action. So lesson number one is you're persuading the whole time. When it comes to asking for the credit card, for the money, to join the business, you should be the same person as before. Yes, they can notice. You think you're fooling them. You think they can't sense your nervousness. They can. They can. So before you go to any type of persuasive situation, you have to ask yourself, what do you want them to do? Okay? Obviously, you want them to join the business. What does that entail? Is that going online? Are you going to do it for them? Are you going to get the credit card? What do you want them to do? And it needs to be quick and easy, something that they can do. Something that's quick and easy. That is the key here that makes a no-brainer for them. Because A lot of times, if they don't understand what you're asking them to do, they don't want to look stupid. And I mentioned, I think last week, that a confused mind says no. They'll pretend they know what you want them to do. They'll pretend that they understand the compensation plan, but many times, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't, but they'll pretend to. Now, great thing about prepaid legal, it's easier to understand how they're compensated, more so than other network marketing companies. And this number isn't necessary for prepaid legal, but it's still an issue. But let me give you the brutal numbers out there in network marketing in general. 90% of the people do not understand the compensation plan the first time they see it. Okay, let me repeat that. 90% of the people do not understand, fully comprehend the compensation plan when they see it. And that's still true with prepaid legal. It's probably not as high because it's much easier to understand, but still, when you're throwing numbers at people, the emotions are high, sometimes they don't get it. And the challenge is when people say, did you see the power in that? Did you see how that'll change your life? Do you see that'll make you an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month? Whether they understand it or not, they're going to say, and especially those that don't understand it, they're going to say, yeah. They had no clue, they're confused, and they're just looking away to run because they don't want to look dumb. So be very careful there. Be very careful there. You want to do a lot of people, when they get nervous and ask for that credit card, they just kind of stall and they take longer than they should. Your call to action should only be about 5% of your time together, 5% of your presentation. Reminds me of a story of an old farmer. He had a toothache. He hated dentist, didn't want to go to the dentist. He put it off. And then one day his tooth was hurting so bad, he finally went to the dentist. He said, doctor, can you save my tooth? The dentist says, oh, no, you should have come in 2 years ago. There's nothing I can do. I have to pull this tooth. And the farmer was a little concerned. He says, well, how much is that going to cost me? And the dentist says, that'll cost you $200. And the farmer got a little mad, turned a little red in the face, said, $200 to pull a tooth? How long is that going to take? And the dentist calmly said, well, that'll take me about 5 minutes. And then the farmer says, $200 for 5 minutes? Are you kidding me? And the dentist calmly said, well, if it's the time you're worried about, I can take as long as you want. Okay? So don't take 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes when you can take 5. It shouldn't surprise them. You're not changing your demeanor. It's quick and easy. And when you package prepaid legal the right way, it is a no-brainer. There's very few businesses that way. This is a no-brainer. You can get them excited to do that when you do things the right way. Now, of course, make it positive, make it enthusiastic. That's all part of the process that you want to do. And work with them through these objections. So before I open it up for questions, let's do a quick review here. Number one, make sure you get your persuasion assessment done, and that's when the CDs and the DVDs and this phone call is going to really help you out because you can know where your weaknesses are. Also, remember, tonight the objection you get the most is the objection you still have. I want you to think about that. Learn to pre-solve your objections before they happen, and remember, 66% of the time, they are lying to you. Top persuaders ask 3 times more questions. Top persuaders come across as consultants, not salespeople. You're not in sales, you're in sharing, but you need to be an introvert. You need to listen, you need to ask questions. You need to be the consultant. You are the expert in this business. Start acting like it. You know more than 99% of the people about prepaid legal. If you don't, start learning, get busy on your personal development program. Know your information and learn to do your call to action. One last thing I want to share with you. I didn't plan on this, but I think this will help you out. Most of you, what happens is, how can I put this, is that you're talking way too much. We've talked about that. The question is how do you know when it's time to shut up, okay, and ask for their business? Because a big complaint is that you're over-persuading, you're saying too much. They're ready to go. They're ready to hand you a credit card, but you kept going. And you sucked the life, energy, and enthusiasm out of the whole presentation. An example, let's say your son or daughter wants to go to a cabin for the weekend. And they say, Mom, Dad, I want to go because of this and this. And you're like, yeah, that sounds like fun. And they keep going. And this and this and this. You're thinking, oh, I don't know. And this and this and this. You're like, no, you can't go. They've given you reasons for them for you to say not to go. You were ready and willing, you know, 5-10 minutes earlier, but they talked too much. So the question of the day is, if you learn anything from tonight's call, this is very important, is how do you know when it's time to ask for their business? Remember, they don't need to know everything about prepaid legal to join. They just need one or two reasons, get them enrolled, and fill in the blanks later. It would be silly for you to explain everything about the business because you'll suck the life out of them. There's only one or two things that will get them to join. Find out what those one or two things are, get them enrolled, and fill in the blanks later. So this is what you're looking for. We call these buying signals. So if you're talking to them, what you're going to notice, first of all, is their facial expressions relax. You're looking for two or three of these. What's happening is mentally they made a decision. This is a great deal. I can do this. I can fit this into my time. It fits into my budget. Their facial expressions are going to get from a little tense to relaxed. That's one thing you're looking for. One thing they're looking for, too, is they're looking at the paperwork. They're looking at the paperwork more. They're glancing at it. They're doing this. That's another sign that it's time to quit talking and get them to join. If you're talking to a husband and a wife or two partners, you're going to see approving glances. And when that happens, even if just one partner has an approving glance, it's time to get things going. You're going to notice in their eyes a spark in their eyes. You're going to see a little spark that you just kind of, yeah, I can see this. You've got them. Time to ask for their business. They're going to lean closer to you. Because before, they're trying to get away from you. They're trying to get their space. But sometimes when they start leaning closer to you, you know that is a buying signal. And another thing, too, you're going to see a slight nod of their head. Their head's going to nod up and down just a little bit. Just a slight yes, up and down. Then you know it's time. Or they might ask you a question like, so what you're saying is, when I do, I'm going to get this, this, and this. Is that correct? They're going to take care of my wills? Exactly. And so you would say something like, well, so when I join, they'll take care of my wills the first month. And you say, is that what you want to do your first month, is take care of your wills? And if they say yes, get them enrolled. Or tell me about this term. Or tell me about the training. How fast can I get my materials? When can I come to another meeting? That, you know, you're close. You know that it's time to ask for their business. Or they say, wow, what a good deal. I've seen this too many times when I monitor network marketers, especially in prepaid legal. Someone says, that's it? What a great deal. And they say, oh, yeah, but there's more. Let me tell you more. Hello? When they say it's a great deal, it is. Okay, let's get you rolling. Don't keep babbling. They're ready to go. Don't suck the energy out of them. If they say something like, wow, that's not expensive. Great, exactly. Let's get the paperwork going. Wow, I could see how I could use this in my business. Wow, I could see how I could spend a couple hours a week and, okay, hello, time to just quit talking and get them enrolled. Very important, basic, but a lot of people tend to miss that. So that's a brief overview of the psychology of objections. I could spend 3 days on this, but I wanted to give you some great information that you could start applying now. A lot of different tools. No, this is one of the tools of the, what is there, 120 different persuasion tools, but this is one tool. This is like a hammer. This is one tool you're going to use more than others. That's why I wanted to share it with you, because you're in a great business. I want you to be successful. I want you to make a big difference out there, because when you can get people enrolled, get them making income, watching the different aspects of prepaid legal and how it can improve their lives and how it can protect them, things will go a long way. So remember, we are recording this call. We will send you an email with the posting. I apologize for the earlier interference. Make sure you call to get your assessment. So that's our next step in helping you out. That's 801-434-4022, extension 3042. What I'm going to do right now, hopefully the line's a little clear. When I bring everyone out, when I unmute it, everyone star 6 turns off again, so everyone will be live. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. So I'll bring everybody live, and we'll spend the next few minutes answering questions. Hold on. All right. Are we out there still? You didn't all hang up on me, did you?
No.
All right. Did you learn anything?
Well, I did.
Of course we
did. Good. I'm not giving you fluff here, right? You'll never accuse me of fluff. I'm giving you pure content. Is that fair?
Totally fair.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
I am a brand new associate with Prepaid Legal, and I have not yet made any presentations. Would it be best for me to make a few presentations on my own before I get assessed by the Prison Waiting Institute? Or should I just start off and with you guys, you can give me my pointers and I can go out just glowing like a star?
All right, good question. Let me mute fast. Just mute you out there because there's still background noise. A great question. I would call the persuasions to get your assessment first, just a few pointers there, because the challenge is if you're practicing on people that are really important to you, like family and people you have relationships with, you want to make sure that you have your presentation down pat, that you're doing the right things. Now, if you're going out and practicing on complete strangers at a mall, you might be okay to blow it there. But I would go ahead and get my assessment, get feedback, and then that way you can have the tools to approach the people that you really want in your business. And that's another lesson, too, is, okay, until you feel really comfortable to do it, maybe you want to have somebody else talk to them for a while, because that's a great thing about this business is you can have someone in your upline, talk to them while you listen, while you're getting things rolling, but ultimately getting them to that point, persuasion is critical. Open up. All right, next question. Question, comments, rude remarks? Anybody got anything?
How long does your assessment take?
Oh, it'll take probably about 30 to 50 minutes.
Okay, and thank you for your
advice. It's pretty intensive. So make sure you have time to, you don't have things coming up that you can spend time and to take notes. And again, this is to help you become better. It's not a time to get offended or get defensive. It's just good, honest feedback.
I have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So on this assessment, are we just sharing the plan to you? Is that what we're doing, or?
Yeah, they'll call you up and you'll be sharing. They'll have a few questions for you. It'll be just like someone that's interested. Maybe they've gone to the website or a few other things. Now, one thing you can do is muting you. One thing you can do, if there's a certain scenario that scares you or a certain objection or a certain thing, you can say, look, this is what I have the biggest challenge with. You can make that part of the role play too, because they're not going to launch right into it. They're going to ask you some questions and do a few things with you first. So if there's a certain area that you feel weak on, but they're trying to make it as complete as possible as far as when you're talking to somebody, objections you're going to get, how you solve those. You can review your notes from tonight's call, but then you'll get an honest assessment. Maybe you're not coming across as credible as you should. Maybe you're not coming across with much confidence. Maybe the way you handled the objection wasn't quite the way it should be. Maybe you cut them off too soon. So those are the different things that they're going to walk through with you. Next question.
Okay. Would it be okay, or would anybody object, to recording that assessment as we're going through it? That way I can get up and listen back and hear how I said it when they talk about how I said it.
It depends. Are you a nice person?
Well, of course I am. I've got this.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to record it. That's fine.
Thank you very much.
You bet. I mean, that way you can review it. It's a great learning tool. And you guys should be recording all your calls when you're talking to prospects, that you can listen to them and say, I could have handled that better. And you're taking notes. So if you keep getting the I don't have the time thing, and you're like, this worked really well this time, and you're making notes, and so you can have it with you, especially if you do a lot over the phone, then you can have your notes in front of you, and all your responses and answers are right there. I always encourage everyone to have an objection notebook to the where they can say, this worked, and try this question, and here's a great question there. So if they stump you, you can always look it up. You can share notebooks with each other, with your downline, and it's just a sign of greatness. Next question.
I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have a recommendation of, like, if you're, like, for example, the only phone I have is a cell phone. So I don't know if, if I had a recording device type thing, if it would just make that squealing noise or something like it. Sometimes when you have, a speaker on and then somebody's phone rings at the speaker, it does that vibration. Do you have a suggestion of what equipment or how we can get that recorded at the same time without it, interfering with sound?
You bet. Okay. Now, the question is, of course, okay, what if you're doing it on a cell phone? That makes it more difficult. There are some things through Google to where you can record it, and it's actually a free service. I don't even remember the name. It's called, it'll come to me. But the problem is when you hit record, it'll say the call is being recorded, which might freak some people out. So it's very difficult on a cell phone. If you're doing it because you have unlimited number of minutes on a cell phone, that's very difficult to do, and you just might want to think about the call and take notes after the call. I did this well. I didn't do this well. I'm now on a regular phone. It's very easy. You can go to Radio Shack and get a little device that hooks up to your computer, and your computer can record all your calls. You can go back and listen to them. You can archive them. So it's much easier on a landline. There's fewer options on a cell phone. So if you do most of your calls on a cell phone, that's fine. But maybe every once in a while do a landline and find a way to record it and just listen back to it. You don't have to. I mean, if you're making 20, 30 calls a day, you don't have time to listen to all of them. But if every once in a while you record two or three calls on a landline, listen to it, that would be fine, and then do the rest of your calls on a cell phone. But Radio Shack has simple solutions. There's also interfaces you can put into your computer that record your calls, and it really helps you out because, it can give you pointers all day long, but when you hear yourself doing it, then you really know you got to work on it. All right, any other questions?
Any questions?
I'm in wrong.
Any other questions out there?
Do we have another call after this?
Do we have another call? No. This is, does it mean tonight or?
No, I mean in the future. Was this just a one-time call or are
Yeah, this was the one-time call and then we want you to do the assessment. So that's kind of the double whammy there.
Okay.
So this is specific to, prepaid legal and objections and how to solve those.
I have another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've taken good notes, but I understand that you're going to post this so that it can be reviewed, so that we can review this whole session just to make
mm-hmm.
sure that we understand everything. Is that going to be available on the Internet, or how are you going to make that available for review?
Yeah, we're going to post it right on the Internet. So if you want to download it as an MP3 or just listen to it through the Internet, you can do either way.
Will that be by going through your website? Will we be sent an email to give a specific?
Yeah, we're going to send you an email as far as where the location is. I'm not sure where they're going to post it.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll just pick a spot and they'll just post it, and you can either listen to it through the net or download it, however you want to do it. You can download it to your computer and just listen to it a couple of times. Because every time you're going to kind of get something different from it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Just a comment about recording. I think federal law requires that you let people know you're going to be recording them. So you may have to ask permission. And if you're new, you can always say, my upline would like me to record this so that they can help learn to do this better.
Yeah, I asked the lawyer actually about that. They said that wasn't a law in Utah. But some states that it was a law, and it also depends what your intents and purposes were. And if you were going to post it or replay it or use it in a court of law, you would need to give permission. But if you're using it just to listen to yourself, he said it wouldn't matter. But, that the one thing, too, is you have to be careful. It is always better to get permission, but you got to be careful. That doesn't kind of freak some people out sometimes that you're recording it and they might act differently. So that's something, if you use it, from what I understand, what he said to me is if it's for personal, you weren't going to post it, you weren't going to do anything with it, it wasn't an issue in Utah, but there were some states where it was. So that will have to be a personal choice for you.
And that was your legal lawyer you were talking to?
What's that?
I say, and that was your prepaid legal lawyer you were talking to?
Actually, I didn't ask a prepaid lawyer. This was an attorney here in Utah that specialized in telecommunications. but we could all ask our prepaid legal advice, huh? Yeah, good point. Any more questions out there? You guys are easy on me. Well, all right. Well, thanks for being on the call. Was there a question? Go ahead.
Yeah. So I take it for my understanding that you have several other seminar-type things that go into more depth. Is that correct, or is this just like between this and the DVD things that I've picked up, that's all that you have, or do you have more intense training, or do you have more personal one-on-one training available, or?
All of the above, yeah. What you have is a tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is what I've been doing for the last 18 years. There's over, you know, there's additional DVDs. There's over 80 recorded CDs that I've done. So there's, you know, there's 12 CDs on the 12 Laws of Persuasion. There's 12 on the Persuasion IQ. There's 12 on Psychology of Rejection. There's 6 on Persuasive Presentations. We'll be in Vegas in October doing a 3-day persuasion seminar. We do other different things. So we do live trainings. We do one-on-one coaching. We do all have that. I do have all that available to you. So yeah, this is just the tip. So it depends on, you know, where you feel you need to work and what you need to do. What's that?
And would we be getting any kind of a discount through prepaid or?
Yeah, we do. We actually, the prepaid legal is that we, because it's something that I believe in and that we do and the people you talk to do, is that prepaid legal gets 50% discount on whatever we do.
50%.
And that's pretty good. No one else gets that much.
Yay.
We appreciate that.
Cool.
Question about the DVDs and the three DVD, whatever was in the bag. I put them in my DVD player and started to play and got a little dialog box that says, DVD must have a playback feature. What do I
do? We had a few comments on that. What happened, I talked to the duplicator, and he says that these DVDs, there's something they did with them so they work on the newer DVD machines. But he says that any type of computer, if you double-click them in a computer, they should play. And the Microsoft player, they should play on computer. So some DVD players will give them grief, but it should work in any computer. And we took them out and tested them in 10 different computers, and they all work. So the best thing to do, if it's not working on your DVD player, put it in a computer, and it will work.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
On your 50% discount, does that include items you sell as well as personal coaching and seminars, or is it just limited to certain things?
Anything we have.
That's fabulous. Thank you.
Well, we got to change the world, right?
That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, I will email. Thanks for being on the call. And I will email you. I have the RIT guy email you the link. And you can review the call and review the notes. Make sure you take your assessments. That's the next step, the best way we can help you there. But again, master these skills. Everything you want, it's on the other side of persuasion. We can do these things. And for most of you, it's just fine-tuning this and adjusting this. It's not major things, but a little adjustment here, a little adjustment here, you can start doubling, tripling your success rates, and you'll see a big difference in your success, and you'll see a big difference in your income. And then once you become financially independent, all we ask is that you make the world a better place. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
That's fair.
Fair enough. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Night.
Night. We'll see you.